Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. Trillville Thursday, final hour. Thanks for being with us. We'll get into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes from right now. Final hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. 20 minutes away from Smoke and Joe Patrick, covers the Falcons for the radio station. A week away from the first round of the NFL draft. Of course, the second and third rounds are on Friday. We're going to be up at Flowery Branch.
Yes, we are.
That Friday. Just like we were last year. And last year, the Friday after the first round, of course, we were talking about the selection of Bijan Robinson, a little bit about why they maybe didn't decide to select Jalen Carter. Yeah. We got to interview Steve Sarkisian, who was Bijan's coach in college. Mm-hmm. And I think we talked to Terry Fontenot, too. I think Terry Fontenot stopped by at the end of the show.
Remember, I was teasing him because I was like, hey, yeah, Terry, why did y'all draft no damn Georgia player?
That's right.
Yeah, so I did. Yeah.
Well, you said, why didn't you draft Jalen Carter? Yeah. And then he was like, and then he kind of gave the reason why they took Bijan. But yeah, so we'll be up there, and hopefully all that same stuff happens a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, let's hope so.
We might talk to Sark again. You never know.
Why?
Byron Murphy. People are talking about Byron Murphy.
Oh, yeah.
I like that guy.
Byron Murphy?
Yeah. Interior defensive lineman.
I like him, but I don't think he's...
Not at eight, but maybe that's a trade-back candidate.
Yeah, yeah.
You trade back and get him with the Vikings pick or something like that?
Maybe.
Because I don't know. I'm leaning towards a trade back.
We made our prediction.
Yeah.
We made our prediction.
Yeah, four quarterbacks go.
Yes.
J.J. McCarthy or somebody, I don't know, what did we say?
We said three quarterbacks go.
Three quarterbacks go. J.J. McCarthy's available.
He's falling.
Yeah.
And then Minnesota calls you at eight.
Trade back. Then Byron Murphy. And then we get to talk to Sark again.
Okay.
Woo! Really, I just want to say hi to Sark. That's all. It's been too long.
A good guy.
It's been a year.
Andy, the Macaroni Award.
Marconi Award.
Yeah, that one too. He invented the radio.
Kind of.
That's from Ryan from Track Stars.
Yep.
Okay.
That's like pretty close, but it doesn't matter. No one cares really about the whole details of it, but yeah, pretty much.
If we got a Marconi, would you walk around with it?
Yeah.
Is it like a cup or something?
It's big ass like.
Oh, okay, it is.
It's like a big crystal, like looks like the Lombardi Trophy. Kinda.
Oh, really?
But yeah, no, it's that'd be a good thing for us if we were able to.
No, I'm saying,
that.
Would you walk around with it though?
Yeah, I'd get it. Like, well, I mean, yes, but like, I wouldn't want to damage it or anything like that. But yeah, I'd walk around with it. We wouldn't probably do as much weird stuff with it as I would do if I won the green jacket.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But yeah, if we won, I don't even know what would it be like? Best radio show of the year. I don't know if that's something that they do. But if that's who we were, yeah, I'd be pretty proud of that.
Oh, all right. I'm proud of it.
Take you lunch with us downstairs.
Huh? Wouldn't you? Yeah. I hope you would be too.
I would never downplay that. That's a big deal. No, like, no.
But would it be cool if we were that?
No, it'd be freaking great. I'm just talking about the trophy aspect of it. You would walk around with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would.
Hell yeah, that would be awesome, dude.
Walking around with it, taking pictures with it. No one would know what it was. They'd be like, what's that?
Uh-huh.
Like, it's a radio award named after the guy that invented radio.
So what do you think of that?
Yeah. What do you do for a living?
Gerald.
And then they'd be like, oh, do people still listen to the radio?
Oh, yeah.
And I said, damn it, yes. But we also have an app if you want to stream.
Oh, what a great game. This is we let him off the hook. Denny Green got mad.
Oh, is that what this is?
Yeah, this is this game right here.
Jeez,
and we let him off the hook.
One of the all-time great sound bites in NFL history.
You want to crowd him?
All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour.
He slapped the mic.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Bow! You know what the damn big story of the day is. There's no highlights from last night. They got blown off the floor.
They got ramrodded.
To end the season. They gave up 40 in the first quarter. They lost 131-116, which is perfectly fitting.
What did you tell me yesterday? Well, you know, the Bulls.
Maybe
the
they'll slow it down.
Maybe they'll slow it down.
Slow, a little slower pace. No, they ran the Hawks ragged last night. And I had a great game by Coby White, for sure. 42 from him. DeRozan was pretty much what you'd expect him to be. Kind of didn't have to be DeRozan in the second half of that game because Coby White was taking over and the Hawks just didn't have much for him. Vucevic was okay. But, yeah, man, Hawks season comes to an end. In the first game of the play-in round, had they won, they'd get a chance to play again on Friday and then maybe make the playoffs, which really would have just delayed the inevitable, which is this team has a lot of big questions to answer. Like, it's not a playoff team. If it was the real NBA of years past, they would have even made the playoffs.
We would never seen.
Yeah, like this is just sort of like a tease towards the end of the season. It ended after one game, and now, obviously, what they've built isn't good enough. And they've got to figure out a way to make it better.
Yep.
There's really three paths, as I see them. Maybe there's more, but there's three obvious paths, as I see them. Continue to try to build around Trae Young, and maybe four paths.
Okay.
Continue to try to build around Trae Young. Which, obviously, this isn't right, but you move anything that you can to try to get anything back that you can to make it better around Trae.
Are you saying make it younger?
How much younger can they get?
No, I mean, what I'm saying is like draft. I'm talking about draft-wise. Like,
No. That wouldn't be a draft solution. That would be a trade DeJounte. Trade whoever you can right, to try to get other better pieces.
I'm thinking about ultimately draft picks. Okay, go ahead.
If you're going draft, that's a trade DeJounte and Trey.
Yes.
Tear it down to the ground and try to re-tank.
They can't do that.
Why not?
No, I'm saying, is that one of your options? That's what I'm
That's
saying.
An option.
Okay, I'm saying, okay.
That's ahead. An option. The other one is trade Trey and try to get back what you can for him and go about trying to build a starting lineup that features DeJounte, Jalen Johnson, and some other guys maybe that you can get here, or do nothing. Run it back.
The whole do nothing. I mean, I'm not sure. The front office people, the ownership group, everybody knows way more about the ins and outs of basketball than me.
I don't know. Maybe.
You know.
I'm not convinced about that, but maybe.
Okay.
I think you'd do a fine job in an NBA front office.
My thing is here. I don't think it would be.
I think you're just as qualified to be in this front office as some people that are.
Here's the thing with front offices and all those different things. They always put their reputation or their willingness to want to be right over anything. Meaning, they'll look at it like this at the point where one of your points, stand pat, keep it together. I know that I put this together that this can work. I know that this can work. All we need is one more year, one more offseason. What was the excuse this offseason for the Hawks?
Coaching. It was coaching.
Yes.
Quinn Snyder was going to fix everything.
Yeah, exactly.
They're worse than they were last
exactly. year. Exactly. So now we have another offseason with Quinn.
Yeah.
All right, we have another offseason. We went through the season. We have an 82-game sample.
Two offseasons. That's what they needed.
We had an 82-game sample of how this would work. Now, we know how we can fix it. Coach Quinn knows we can do it. So what we're going to do, we're going to keep both guards. And he's going to stagger them a little bit more.
Yeah. Because so you saw what it looked like when DeJounte ran it. Yeah. And then we know what it looks like when Trey runs it.
So we're
going to find a way to kind of split them up.
Yes. We're going to stagger it a little bit. And that's how we'll get this done. I could see them thinking just like that.
Oh, yeah.
Just like
honestly?
That.
Honestly?
Yes.
Like if.
Yes.
There's a lot of different ways to frame the question.
Right.
And in the beginning of the show, the question was, what would you do if you were in charge? Mm-hmm. What would you do? How about what do you think they'll do? That's what I think they'll do, honestly. That's what I think that they're going to do. I think that Trey and DeJounte will both be back next year. Mm-hmm. I think that they'll come up with a way to say, I think we liked what we saw when DeJounte was here, and Trey's going to find a way to sort of fit into that, but then also we'll find ways to feature Trey differently and I don't know, maybe they trade a Capella or a Kongwu or something like that, and that's honestly, like if I had to bet money on what I think their offseason will look like, I think both those guys will be back
next year.
Because I'm not saying I think that's the right thing to do. I think that's absolutely the wrong thing to do. Like that's clearly not worked. Okay. That's unequivocally hasn't worked. But they haven't shown the ability to do anything different. They tried to trade John Collins for 2 years, and then the only way they got it done was to buy Rudy Gobert.
They need an 82-game sample.
Buy Rudy Gay.
They need an 82-game sample with Coach Quinn and his system.
The only thing that this run office has proven to be able to do is not trade guys when they want to. Honestly, that's it.
Right,
they let everybody know they want to trade them,
yeah.
And then they don't do it for a really long time. And then they finally do it later and don't get anything for the guy.
What? I mean, you're not going to get the same haul for DeJounte that you gave up.
Nope. Now, DeJounte might get you back an actual, like, NBA player.
And that was my thing. I was
like, you might
say
be able to get an NBA
player.
Can you get
an NBA player? Hell, some of these dudes are NBA players. What kind?
Yeah.
You want to specify?
You might be able to get a starter
okay.
in return for DeJounte because I think, we talked about earlier, I think DeJounte is easier to trade for a couple of different reasons. His contract, for sure, is easier to trade than Trey's. But also, I just think he fits in easier in different situations. Like, DeJounte is a guy that half the teams in the NBA can sort of grab and say, okay, because he's not the focal point of the offense. He's ball dominant and gets the offense going, right. But he's not like Trey where the entire offense runs through him and has to for him to be effective. You're going to trade Trey somewhere. Either you're going to have to find a team that's wanting to do that and is willing to do that, or is like, no, that's not what your role is going to be here, man. Like an L.A. or something like that.
And that's the thing about it, because that L.A. rumor has been there forever.
Yeah, though the Lakers rumor makes sense
for
them.
Yeah.
What are the Hawks getting?
What are the Hawks getting back? You're going to tell me? Cause...
draft picks.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
That's what you're getting.
Oh, well, then you might as well just send DeJounte then.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Get a bunch of draft
picks. Are we sure? I mean, as great as his year was, although it was marked by a lot of damn injuries, are we sure Jalen Johnson, that dude?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That dude being what? I think Jalen Johnson's going to be a good starter
Jalen Johnson
in the NBA.
Has the body type and everything of what you need a great player in this league to be, meaning a – building block type guy. Or not a building block guy, Andy. A all-star player, one of those guys that you need, and add another guy with him. I'm not saying that's Jalen Johnson. I'm talking about the body type.
Yeah.
body type.
Yeah, and I don't know, maybe he could be an all-star. But, he's not a guy that you're building an entire franchise around.
Not right now.
I don't think.
Not right now.
And because he's also in his third year.
Exactly.
Like, most guys that are that, you know. You know what I mean?
From the get-go.
Maybe the first year is tough or something like that, but in your third year, Kevin Durant was in the finals. No offense, but that's what.
But we saw that from Kevin Durant.
I know.
Yes.
And that's what I'm saying.
We saw this team gonna be damn
if good. Jalen Johnson played for the Hornets,
oh God.
We wouldn't be sitting, people wouldn't be talking about him. The reason we talk about him is because he's ours. And I get it. You talk about your guys differently, you see them more closely. And I'm not trying to say he's not going to be good because I think he's going to be good. But
how good?
He might be an all-star a couple times.
Okay.
And I feel like that's – but I don't know. I could be wrong. What do I know? That's just kind of what I think about what he might be.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The real path to the Hawks getting a guy that you can win championships building around is to tear it down and try again.
Yeah, but then that's the thing about it is that means that you probably got to have two of those.
Two whats?
Of those,
Oh, because they just did one.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. I mean, if you do it from here, you're going to have – it's going to be at least a two-year process to get up there and grab a guy.
At least. Yeah.
To go get up and grab a guy.
And I'm not – I don't want to – that sucks. That's not fun.
So,
but what also sucks is this. This sucks too.
Yeah, that's what I'm – so at the bottom line, you're going to have to end up moving somebody.
Should.
No, we know we should. We know they should.
Yeah.
Who is it? Who's gonna fetch more? Who's gonna right now on what's today? 17th of April. 18th. Thank you. Who do you think gets you the most back?
I think Trey would get you the most back in terms of overall package.
Okay.
But a lot of it would be draft picks.
Okay.
But I don't think they're gonna do that.
Okay.
I think if they make a trade, I think it'll be DeJounte.
Okay. Because DeJounte gets you players back.
Yeah. And also, Trey's the face of the franchise.
He is. He is.
But what I really think they're going to do is neither of those things. I think we're going to be Trey and DeJounte, round three.
All right.
Give it a shot.
Coach Quinn has it this year. He's going to stagger them
yep.
to a certain place. So they're both going to start.
Mm-hmm.
They're both going to start.
Because what I'm saying is.
And then Trey's going to play the first 2 minutes.
I'll just be very clear about what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that I don't trust the front office to get it right.
Me either.
That's what I'm saying.
What the hell are they doing? What the hell are they showing that they will?
They're nothing.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing. We'll come back and talk to Joe Patrick about the Atlanta Falcons. The draft is a week from today. We'll see what Smoke and Joe's thinking about it after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.